Hey guys, Paige here, bringing you the top news on the Dolphins. We'll hear from the players as they discuss their upcoming game with the Carolina Panthers. All that and more coming up here on Dolphins Daily.
Hey, keep playing, keep playing.
Time is winding down toward Monday night's Dolphin-Panther matchup at Bank of America Stadium. This will be a game where the team must dominate all three phases in order to slow down their talented opponent. A challenging task to say the least. However, history shows the Dolphins have been successful on the road against the Panthers. Miami looks to improve their all-time record at Carolina to 3-0. The team is still prepping during the next few days in South Florida before they soon take off for Charlotte. Now, let's check in with the players who discuss their mission for Week 10.
You know, but I think this group does a good job of staying focused on, you know, 1 week at a time. You know, in this week's Carolina, we got a Monday game, got a little bit extra day, so we should be prepared.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be a great opportunity, obviously, being on the road, again, underneath the lights, and hopefully we come out on the right side.
Stay tuned throughout the next few days as we'll also hear the coaches discuss the matchup and more. Dolphins Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Dolphins.com has you covered with all the latest team news. Before I go, I'd also like to highlight the youth program's Week 10 award winners selected by the Miami Dolphins and Rise. Congrats to our high school coach, high school player, youth player, and team mom of the week for demonstrating their commitment to being leaders on and off the field. Well, that's it for me today, guys. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you Monday for a game day preview right here on Dolphins Daily.